the Urban Choir is an intergenerational choir that we meet once a week. It's been a very transient group with some probably 12 to 15 core members, and even today we've had 4 new people come along that we haven't seen. So people come by word of mouth or they're referred through support services like Youth Justice and Gold Coast Homelessness and all that sort of stuff. I guess the people that come along are people that like feeling that they belong somewhere. Even colleagues, co-workers, friends have come in and just said they just didn't realise how eclectic or how diverse it is. We've got 14 to 62, I think, people from substance abuse rehab to people that are picked up from hospital, that they're on involuntary placements in hospital, to community members, to school kids that are just not fitting in, all sorts of people.
And what changes do you see in them when they start coming along?
The most, or even today, one of the choir members, I saw her leaving as I was arriving, and she sort of was saying, oh, you know, I just don't think I can come anymore. I've been too sick and it's just too hard. And I sort of just encouraged, well, why don't you just come and see? And then you just see their faces changing and they lighten up and they're talking to each other and get excited. And the older people in the choir love learning the younger people's songs and music, and the younger kids that have an appreciation for the older people's music, but it's quite funny to see how that the respect and mutual respect that everyone has for each other in the choir, and the care that I guess they experience themselves, which sometimes I don't think they get anywhere else.
And finding new friends in different age groups you wouldn't expect?
Definitely. Some of the younger, or both girls and boys, that I maybe don't have, I don't know everything about them, but I'm guessing don't have role models that are older, and coming to choir each week and they know if either one of them's away, the younger ones are asking where are they, or where's so-and-so. You are not
alone in this. I know you're a music therapist. What made you want to lead this group?
I've always been passionate about group singing, even before I realised the actual evidence-based benefits of group singing and music choral singing. I've worked in this population, so substance and alcohol abuse, that sort of stuff, since being on the coast, after working as a therapist in hospitals, which is a very clinical population, and I just think there's so much happening in community that can maybe be a bit preventative, especially in the mental health sector, that can make a big difference. And it's just really fun.
What is that evidence-based research proven?
The evidence-based research at the moment, we're documenting evidence of the physiological benefits, so increased the feel-good chemicals, so cortisol, the different neural pathways being recreated and functioning again. Music is one of the things that's not localised in the brain. It's in fact recognised in all the different sections of the brain. So it just, I guess, is a bit of a shake-up and wake-up for people that aren't using a lot of those areas, as well as all the respiratory benefits of singing.
And how are you feeling about the weekend? Do you think you're ready?
I think next week it's going to be a process. So I've got different thoughts in my mind of what we might sing, but there's definitely songs that we'll start working on next week, and they're really excited about it. And yeah, I think it'll be great.
I guess at the end of the day, does it matter about the final polished performance, or is it more about the experience and the journey?
Most definitely more about the process and what they go through to get to a point of, for some of them, even just standing in front of a group of people, let alone singing and moving or telling their story or having somebody else tell their story. So yeah, it's definitely a process that they had their first performance 5 weeks into our journey with another Gold Coast choir that invited us, and that was just an amazing experience for them, and seeing their self-esteem and their group cohesiveness after that was incredible.
What was the feedback that they gave you after that first performance?
They were just all buzzing. There's a couple of hundred people in the audience, and lots of the audience members were in tears, and I just said, oh, we can't believe they sang. It was absolutely beautiful, and I think they felt that energy and they felt respected and they felt like they were a group that had a group to belong to. So I think that's quite invaluable and hard to get anywhere else. I wish I